Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast on RadioMD.com and iHeart or wherever you download it for. Thanks for listening. This is a great show. We have a spectacular interview coming up. I know it because I've just completed it. We put it in reverse order today. I did the interview before I do the news of the week, but it is by Andy Weil, Mind Over Meds. The title does not do justice to how great this book and the interview are. Stay tuned. And in fact, if you only got time for part of this, listen to that interview with Andy Weil, Mind Over Meds. Know when drugs are necessary, what alternatives are better, and when to let your body heal. This book has, if you're taking any medication, such as a medication for GERD or a medication for ADHD or for even an antibiotic or anything, one, it teaches you how to withdraw from it if you want to, when to withdraw, when not to withdraw, but most importantly, it teaches you what the alternatives are, both in medication and non-medication, in supplements and in physical lifestyle choices, so that you can live healthier. Andy Weil, that's exactly what this program tends and wants to do. That is, our goal is to have you live at the top of your curve till the very long time, and that's what this podcast will help you do. We're going to teach you and talk to you, and you'll reflect on those things you can take control of in your life so that you can live at the top of your curve. What's the top news of the week? My story of the week is, in fact, one that's going around. Opioids have become a Vietnam War every year. That's right. There are 50,000 people in the United States die every year from opiates now. The same number, roughly, as died in the entire Vietnam War, which spanned a couple decades, if you will. We had a huge, horrendous war in our youth, in the baby boomer youth. That was called the Vietnam War. It's going on every year in an accelerated fashion with these opioids. How much of it is due to mental illness? How much of it is due to addiction to painkillers because we're just prescribing painkillers so much because we want to take care of pain? Well, we'll get to that in a few minutes. And is marijuana safer as an alternative for pain? People think so. We'll come out and talk about that. The next story is one that we've got to get over, and that is a well beyond wellness. Many heart attack patients and many patients don't take their meds as prescribed, especially their statins and their blood pressure medicines. This is foolish. You should do it. Talk to your physician if you've got a side effect, but let's go through the data in a few seconds. The third story is running may be socially contagious. That's a good thing. Find a buddy who's running just a little slower than you. Compete with them, whether online or virtually or in reality, and you're going to be much better. Mental illness, another story on that. Only 1 in 5 mentally ill women is getting cervical cancer screening. It should be much higher than that. And in fact, if you look at people who have insurance who aren't mentally ill, only 2 in 5 are getting it. Way too low. This is, the only way we're going to decrease costs of medicine, costs of healthcare in America, is to stop the disease before it becomes a disease. That is to get the screenings so you get things at an earlier stage so you don't end up with high-cost disease. Does taking antidepressants during pregnancy cause autism? That is, people who are taking antidepressants have a much higher risk of the children having autism, but it's not because of the antidepressant. It's because of the underlying reason they're taking the antidepressant, apparently. We'll come back to that. America's new anxiety disorder, and then we have this approval of a treatment that the FDA approved a treatment for cluster headaches. I'm going to talk a little bit about the FDA approval process in the next 10 minutes as well. Next week's guest, by the way, is My Journey from Abuse and Madness to Surviving and Thriving by Dr. Michelle Stevens, Scared Selfless. It's an incredibly powerful, wonderful book. It is probably one of the two or three best books we've covered on You, the Owner's Manual radio show this year, maybe ever. My Journey from Abuse and Madness to Surviving and Thriving by Dr. Michelle Stevens, or Michelle Stevens, PhD. It's michellestevensphd.com is her website. And then I want to cover a couple more, talk about a couple more of the upcoming guests. Dr. Joelle Salinas, author of Mirror Touch, will be here next week. This week, of course, is Dr. Andy Weil. I'm sorry, Dr. Joelle Salinas will be here in 2 weeks. Next week is Scared Selfless, this powerful book by Dr. Michelle Stevens. This week, of course, Andy Weil. Last week, the Toxin Solution by Dr. Joseph Pizzorno was a highlight on 835. On podcast 834, Elizabeth Eppel with Elizabeth Blackburn wrote The Telomere Effect. And one of my favorites, The Vaccine Race by Meredith Wadman, W-A-D-M-A-N. These are all wonderful interviews you'll want to get if you haven't, and hear if you haven't done it already. Let's go back to start about the opioid epidemic. That's right. About 100 and someplace between 90 and 150 people are dying a day of relating to the opioid epidemic. It's a huge thing. We only lost 50,000 or so people during the Vietnam War. We're losing that many every year due to opioids. This is a devastating problem, and it's not due to just availability, although some of it is that. It is that these drugs, carfentanil, if you put it in the smallest syringe and try and adjust it, it's too erratic, too powerful. Just missing the dose by a little mark on the syringe can cause you to stop breathing. And then you need an expert, someone expert at ventilating you. So many of these overdoses aren't suicide. They're actually missing the dose. Don't try it even once. It's way too powerful. That's what we tell our medical students and residents. Don't try these drugs even once. They are way too powerful. They will capture you. So don't start. People think marijuana is a better choice for pain. Clearly, the non-steroidal anti-inflammatories, learning stress management, meditation, guided imagery in our own cardiac practice decreases the need for pain relievers after major cardiac surgery where they crack your chest by two-thirds. So learn these techniques if you have to have an operation. Learn guided imagery. Learn deep breathing. Learn yoga. All of the techniques, progressive muscle relaxation. You can go to clevelandclinic.org/wellness. Go to Stress Free Now. Pay the $50 to get the program. It's wonderful. It'll teach you so much on how to manage everything. And we've got to do something about it. I don't know what we can do other than teach people how to manage both acute and chronic pain without opioid drugs, because once you go to opioid drugs, they're regulating the heck out of docs, so because they don't want you to get hooked by a prescription and then go to heroin, and then someone cut the heroin with one of the carfentanil or sufentanil-like drugs that is now being manufactured largely in China, I understand. It's a tough chemical technique, but not an expensive one. And once it's mastered, they cut the drugs with it to give you inexpensive, very high, but unfortunately, if you don't mix the drug perfectly, you're going to get stop breathing at times. The feds are providing $500 million this year. That's $10 million a state. Is that enough to do something when we're losing? I mean, we're providing more than that just to rake Syria one day. I think it cost us $60 million that day. And clearly moving our armed forces around, providing this. I don't think this is enough for this major problem because we don't know the answer to this major problem. Many heart attack patients. In fact, it looks like if you had a heart attack in this study of 30,000 people who were Medicare eligible and had the medication, only 42% continued taking their statin, life-protecting statin, regularly, and half of those took it at a smaller dose. They cut the pills, or they only took it every other day, or something like that. It's crazy. This is a life-surviving drug. This actually helps you live with less disability at a higher quality. Both blood pressure medicines and statins do that. If you're having a side effect, talk to your doc, because there are a ton of different drugs you can use. Do they cause problems? They're nothing that I know of. Whether it is driving a car or anything else that doesn't have a side effect, and that's true of vaccines, that's true of these, but the benefit is so much greater than the side effect for the vast majority of people. Do stay on it, or at least if you're not going on it, talk to your doc about why so he or she can revise it for you. This is, I guess these two are pleas so far. Running is contagious. If you focus on running and find someone online or in reality, you continue to run. It's contagious, and you'll run faster and better and keep running as long as you have a friend either online or in person who is also running. Now, another plea today. Only 1 in 5 mentally ill women get cervical cancer screening, and not enough mentally ill people are seeing docs. Is this due to doc availability? Well, in this situation, it wasn't. The docs were available. The mentally ill were not accessing health care. Now, in the Obamacare provision, it has to be provided to the same degree and the same quality and well and intensity as diabetes care or any other care. So it's available, and it's not available as well as we'd like. We're short of practitioners, but we've got to make the system work for you, and you aren't even trying to get it if you're mentally ill. So if you know someone who's mentally ill or has a problem, help them get to therapy or to get to practitioners. Antidepressants during pregnancy, well, it's the underlying condition. That is, whether you're taking an antidepressant or not, the women who had it, not randomly allocated, but looked at times when they were having their children, when they were taking an antidepressant or not, same risk of autism spectrum disorders in their offspring. It was actually whether they had the underlying conditions that caused them to take the antidepressant, not the antidepressant itself. FDA-approved treatment for cluster headaches, which is a stimulation, external stimulation by a little device to stimulate your vagus nerve, so to break the cluster headaches. Cluster headaches are really debilitating. This works. How did the FDA, what does the FDA take to approve things? It makes sure you can prescribe it as a physician safely. That is a way of prescribing it safely. And secondly, that there can be a dose that is given that is effective. That works with a device like Electrocore for cluster headaches. It works for pills as well. Tune in a little later on to the interview with Dr. Andy Weil, Mind Over Meds, sensational book teaching us what we do to get off meds, how to get off them safely, what alternatives you can use, what non-medication alternatives you can use. The great Dr. Andy Weil, W-E-I-L, wrote this book. He's the best-selling author of Spontaneous Happiness and Spontaneous Healing. But this is a truly wonderful book. Stay tuned for that interview. And remember, this is podcast 838 of You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, the podcast that helps you take control of your health so you live at the highest quality ever. I want to thank Sonar for great engineering as usual, and you for listening. Come back for that interview with Andy Weil, and next week we'll have another podcast and the interview with the author of Scared Selfless, Michelle Stevens. The following week, it is Joelle Salinas, Dr. Salinas, Mirror Touch, Notes from a Doctor Who Can Literally Feel Your Pain. Thanks again for listening.